Oftentimes in meditation, you are asked to come back to your breath or to think about your breathing or to breathe deeply. But there's always coming back to the breath. And as I started my meditation practice and studying, I was curious, why the breath of all things? Why is it the breath? And what's the big deal about the breath? So, in case you're wondering, I just want to share with you what I have learned and what has helped me to deepen my practice of mindfulness as it relates to the breath. There are two layers or two pillars that we can use towards that understanding. When we are constantly thinking either about the past or the present, our mind takes us in either direction constantly. Very seldom are we mentally present. Are we fully present? And the breath is always present. Our body is always present. And so it's helpful to have the mind to anchor somewhere in the present. And the breath is that tool. The breath allows us to be right here because the breath can't be in tomorrow, and the breath isn't in what happened this time last year. The breath is right here, right in the present moment. And that's where the gift is. That's where space opens up for us to experience newness and to experience this refreshing energy that we often need and don't know. And so, whether it's you're listening to meditations on Deeper Dive Consulting's website or any other practice that you are involved in, that's why we're led to focus on our breath and go back to our breath and remember our breath. It grounds us in the present. From a spiritual perspective, it also speaks to the divinity, the connection to God or to the universal power. It is the breath of life. It is inspiration, the meaning behind inspiration. When the universe or when God breathes into you, you're being inspired. It has to do with yoga and different breaths in yoga and the Buddha tradition. So there are some spiritual principles behind it too. But regardless of what your faith practice may be or what your spiritual tradition that speaks to you, we all breathe. We all have that commonality. We all have life because we're breathing, and it anchors us in the present. So our breath is very important. Our relationship to our breath is very important. And it's often one of the things that we forget when we're caught in the trappings of our mind. So just wanted to share that in case you were wondering. I admit that there was one point in time that I was wondering, and I thought it might be helpful just to share.